what's happened with us is now we're having to depend more on wells, well water, and the well water, the ground level of the water is disappearing, going down lower. And so I have three wells that are lined up to be drilled. They're not very deep wells because there's different stratas of water. There's a shallow strata, and then there's a deeper strata. And right now I've been drilling into some of these shallow stratas to take advantage of that. There's been a tremendous amount of drilling in my area by all of my neighbors. Just about every farm has had to drill a well. Most of the wells that have been drilled have been the deeper wells, in some cases over 1,000 feet deep.
It's not just the disappearance of the water in the groundwater tables. You've also got very, very low levels in the dams. What's the status of your dams in California for irrigation?
It'll vary, but in my area down here, it's probably most of the dams are probably less than 20% capacity, in some cases 10% capacity of normal. As you go towards the northern part of the state, north of San Francisco and Sacramento, in those areas there, you probably will get closer to 30% plus storage, in some cases a little bit higher. But down here in my area, they're all very, very low.
They're not being replenished either because your current snowpack in the Sierra Nevada has gone backwards. That means less water for irrigation. It's now at about 18% of normal. How
right.
do you rate that? How worrying is that?
That's a disastrous situation because the only way that our groundwater gets replenished is with a snowpack eventually.
Are dairy farmers talking about it? Are you all worried?
That's our biggest concern that we have. Even as low as our milk price has gone, the biggest discussion you hear out there at the coffee shops is the lack of water.
Let's talk about the prices because it's a double whammy for you in California. What have the prices done over the last few months?
Last year, we had one of our best years for profits in the dairy industry, and we've never seen it as good as that. However, now we're about 40% below that level, and we're probably about 10 to 20% below cost of production in some cases.
So your prices have gone backwards. You're having to find more water and dig for wells. You're also having trouble getting enough fodder in the state. What's happened to fodder production, like hay making?
There's been a decrease in plantings of alfalfa and ground available for planting corn and other crops for cattle. Part of it is due to the water, and also part of it is due to the lucrative nut industry. The walnuts, the pistachios, and the almond industry has had an extremely profitable last few years. In some cases, the profits off of these areas have been probably almost 10 times what you could get off of raising forage crops. So most of the farmers around here are dedicating their ground to the nuts.
So you're entering your fourth year of drought in California. That's affecting vegetable production, your dairy, and the nuts. What's the talk of how you'll solve this situation?
You know, it's been quite a panic as far as the people in my region. It's number one issue. You see signs that are posted out to help save the family farms. You know, there's a lot of political discussions going on at state and federal levels trying to get some bills passed. There's been some water cuts to our area from the Delta area, which is the Sacramento, San Francisco area, due to increases in water for the fish population. So there's a strong political, call it a fight or a war, going on between environmental groups and some of the farm groups to try to get an equilibrium on where this water is going to go.
It's the worst drought in anybody's lifetime.
Yeah.
Is there talk of it being related to climate change?
There has been some discussion on that. You know, we've seen some changes in the weather patterns of the United States in the last 3 or 4 years. They've had some droughts back east, and then now they're having some huge amounts of snows and rains. And so there's a lot of change going on. It seems that something is happening.